Welcome friends to Literature Mantra, I'm Harsh Singh and in this audio we will discuss Adrienne Rich. Now Adrienne Rich was an American poet, essayist and feminist and she is credited with bringing the oppression of women and lesbians to the forefront of poetic discourse. Now her dates are from 1929 to 2012. So she is a fairly recent poet and writer and in her works Adrienne Rich criticizes rigid forms of feminist identities and valorizes what she coined the lesbian continuum, which is just a female continuum of solidarity and creativity that impacts and fills women's lives. And she's particularly famous for the lesbian continuum because in this continuum what happens is there are various types of bonds between women. For example, friendship, love, and then finally a relationship that includes physical relations, which is a kind of lesbian. So rather than saying that these bonds between females is different, or let's say distinct, she says that all of these are on a continuous continuum. In this audio, however, we will just focus on her contribution to queer theory. Of course, even in the field of feminism, she's important. Especially in the field of second wave feminism, she is important because her works, especially her poems of the 1970s and 1980s, serve as a central text for the second wave feminist movement. And throughout the 1960s and 1970s, Rich's increasing commitment to the women's movement and to a feminist, and after openly acknowledging her homosexuality, to a lesbian aesthetic, politicized much of her poetry. And during this time, her volume of poems called The Dream of a Common Language, this volume of poetry was released in the 1970s, and it expresses anger at the societal conception of womanhood, and further articulates Rich's lesbian identity. So, one more fact about her life is important, is that she acknowledges her own homosexuality. And perhaps this is one of the reasons why she criticizes rigid forms of feminist identities. And instead, she valorizes what she coined the lesbian continuum. And in this regard, there is a very important essay by her, which was published in 1980, called Compulsive Heterosexuality and Lesbian Existence. Okay. Compulsive Heterosexuality and Lesbian Existence. And it is in this essay that she talks about the lesbian continuum. So, the lesbian continuum is just a way of stressing how far-ranging and diverse is this spectrum of love and bonding among women, including female friendship, family relationship between mother and daughter, and then women's partnerships, social groups, as well as the overtly physical same-sex relations. So, from an exam point of view, just remember the name of this essay, Compulsive Heterosexuality and Lesbian Existence, which came out in 1980, okay, and the concept of lesbian continuum. And even when you read American literature, Adrienne Rich is a very important name in the field of American literature, especially modern American literature. So, also from that point of view, you should keep this in mind. After this, there are two more volume of poems that are important when you read about Adrienne Rich. One is called A Change of World. Okay, A Change of World. This is the first volume of poetry that she published. And, you know, this volume of poetry was so famous that she was selected by the poet W.H. Auden for the Yale Series of Younger Poets Award. Okay, at that time, W.H. Auden was alive. And he's the one who selected her for this prize, the Yale Series of Younger Poets Award. And W.H. Auden also went on to write the introduction to this volume of poetry. So, from that point of view, yes, this is important. Okay, A Change of World. Okay, A Change of World. Now, there is one more work by her called Of Woman Born, Motherhood as Experience and Institution. Okay, Of Woman Born, Motherhood as Experience and Institution. And this came out in 1976. In this work, she combines a scholarly research with personal reflections on being a mother. And this volume of poetry was very controversial as well, because in this volume of poetry, she depicts men in a very negative way. And, you know, she has also said, you know, famously that the experience of motherhood was eventually to radicalize her. So her experience of motherhood was such that it radicalized her views on feminism as well as the situation of the LGBT community.